Narva Harbour, the Pirates of the Baltic Sea. One of the legends tells that a long time ago, the place where Narva Castle is now was inhabited by robbers who hid their plundered treasures in the caves of a rock. However, the history reveals that they plundered not only on land but also on sea. And those events took place not that long ago. In the 16th and 17th centuries in our civilized Baltic region, there were not only pirates who were beyond the law in all states, but also pirates in law, who entered agreements with the governors of coastal countries and only robbed their enemies' ships. Having done so, they gave one-third of their plunder to the authorities in exchange for remission of all their sins. During the times of the Livonian War in the 16th century, when Narva was conquered by the Russians, piracy in the Baltic region was flourishing. Poland, Lithuania, and Sweden tried by any means to block the free trade of Russia with the other countries of Western Europe. For achieving their goals, they did not hesitate to use the service of pirates. As one of the legends claim, in 1568, the Russian post in the mouth of the Narva River arrested a ship named 12 Apostles, where three hardly living men were found. According to the story told by one of those men, who has a Danish merchant named Carsten Rode, only 8 days ago, their caravan of eight ships, they were trade ships full of goods from Narva, and they headed to Denmark. Yet out to sea, their ships were attacked by Polish pirates. The caravan was ransacked, and the ships were wrecked. Only by a happy coincidence, Carsten and his comrades managed to repel from the corsairs of one of the ships and come back to Narva. Rode's message is that sea robbers attacked the whole caravan, not a standalone ship, forced the local Russian authority to take countermeasures. In addition, all ships sent to the harbour of Narva and even Godod from then on had to be armoured or guarded adequately. Very soon, the countermeasures brought unexpected effect. In 1570, when entering the Narva Gulf, a trade caravan from Britain was attacked by the Polish pirates who, however, they were captured and handed over to the Voivode of Narva and then hung. In the same year, 130 foreign trade ships visited Narva. Guests from Britain, France, Holland, Spain, Denmark, and Germany unloaded and loaded their goods on the piers of Narva and Ivangorod, visiting the city's bazaars, shops, and taverns. Yet the turnover of goods could be larger, however, its growth was prevented by the pirates who continued their on-sea robberies. And then Ivan the Terrible, who did not have his own fleet, decided, as was customary in those times, to form a caper fleet, also a piratical, yet civilized one. Ivan the Terrible issued Carsten Rode a letter of marque, which declared that the Dane had to capture the enemies by force and destroy their ships by fire and sword. Carsten Rode found his base at the mouth of the Narva. His flagship was called Happy Bride and flew a green flag with a black double-headed eagle. In Carsten's corsair business, good luck bechanted him, probably because of individual traits of his personality, perfect knowledge of seamanship, and as well as thanks to the favorable attitudes both from both sides of the autocrat from Moscow and from the sides of the fellow nationals in Denmark. Ships which wished to trade with Russia could now sail to Narva without troubles.